Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Last Sunday, we were talking about living a life of excellence. I purposefully stopped the preaching in the middle because I noticed that a lot of people went out of town. I was looking. They need to hear this message. So I stopped, and I want to finish that one in the next half an hour or so. I'd like to read a few scriptures to just review. God spoke to me that it's not just enough to have a good gathering, good social group in the church, nice service. God say, I am holy, and you must be holy. That's one of the reasons I love the fire of God, because the fire of God is about holiness. He expects and he wants his people to be holy people. Not legalistically, not out of the law, but be holy by the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And I want to challenge you today. I want to encourage you today to make a choice to be holy people, to live an excellent life. I'll read a couple of scriptures that we read last time in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Abel was a human being like you and me. He has choices to make, but he made a choice to give an excellent sacrifice to him. The Bible says that we are a living sacrifice. At that time, they gave animals. Is that right? They gave animals to God as a sacrifice. But now, what is a sacrifice? We are the sacrifice. We gave our life as a living sacrifice. God wants us to be an excellent sacrifice to the Lord. Are you going to live a life of excellence, a life of integrity, a life of honor, a life of holiness and righteousness? In Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, Daniel was a human being like you and me. But look at this, what Daniel make choices. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. If I want to change the name, I give you example. If I change the name to B, and this B distinguished himself above all the people in Great Seattle area because of an excellent spirit that is in him. Whenever you read the Bible, you put your name in there and say, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be a person of an excellent spirit, living a life of integrity. And how you do that? You need to make a choice. You know, we all have choices. We make choices in our life. And every single day we wake up, we make choices. This making choices business is not just one time. It's ongoing, daily basis. And I want to encourage all of you to make choices to please the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 to 21. But in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepare for every good work. I want New Hope International Church to be vessels of honor. How we can be vessels of honor? We need to cleanse ourselves from all the polluted things of this world. I mentioned last Sunday that the devil works so hard and he is very successful to bombard, to attack the church with a lot of negative ideas, with the worldly ideas, so that we can make wrong choices all the time. But God said, no, we need to make a right choice. We need to become people of excellence and integrity. Every single day, we make that choice. We evaluate ourselves, and we need to please the Lord. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because God is holy. God promises us that if we live that kind of lifestyle, God gonna bless us. God gonna give us victory. God gonna put us up to the next level, higher level. We're gonna be honor vessel. How many people want to be honor vessel? My dear brother and sister, the honor that comes from the Lord is something that no one can steal from you. Honor from men can be gone. A week ago, I watched in the internet the execution of Saddam Hussein. And Saddam Hussein was a man of human honor many years ago. A lot of people salute him because he has power. But you see, that honor is not from the Almighty God. And eventually he didn't have honor anymore. And it's very sad to see how he died. But the honor from the Lord will last forever. So we should seek the honor from the Lord by living a life of integrity, a life of honor, a life of excellence. Amen? Amen. What you need to do is to not allow yourself to be sucked into the world system. The Bible says that those who love the world will not love God. We should not be the people who follow the world system. We should be the people who follow God's system. This I'm reviewing what I'm preaching last Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. And God wants to help you to live a life of excellence. Thank God that we don't need to live a life of integrity by ourselves. God help us so much. The Bible says like this, we are co-laborers with God. God work with us. Thank God that we don't need to live this life by ourselves. God help us in everything we do. How does God help us? Actually, God does his part more than we do our part. Do you know that? God is a good God. God is a generous God. God does his part by what? Number one, sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sin. And by the power of that blood, his blood, we can have power to live a holy life. He died on the cross to pay for our sin. Not only that, he did his part by sending the Holy Spirit to dwell in the inside of us. He sent the fire of God into the church today to burn demons out of you, to set the captive free. I know that this is a controversial issue. Many people say that if you want to be set free from demon, you need to come and repent before the Lord. And I agree with that. But many times, even though you repent, but you cannot be set free easily because it's so the root of demon is so deep inside you. I've seen that all the time in Thailand. People repent, but they still go back and then they do the same thing. That's why God sent the fire of God in and burn the junk out, burn demon out, so that people will not just only repent, but will be able to become set free to do the work of God. Amen. Before I come into the fire of God or revival, I remember I repented so many times, but I couldn't do it because demons were inside me until the fire of God touched me in 1998. And I was set free at that time in one of the pastoral meetings in Tampa, Florida. You can see that God helped us so much. He sent the fire. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ. He sent his word. We have the word of God that we can study, we can learn. Therefore, we need to be diligent. We cannot be indifferent people. We cannot be lazy people. We need to be diligent in studying the word of God. I want to encourage all of you to read the word of God on a daily basis. Amen. Amen. We need to be hungry for the word of God. I'm preparing a preaching call, how to keep your passion in life. I'm preparing how to keep the passion for life. One of the aspects of that is to keep passion for life is not to take things for granted. A lot of Christians take the word of God for granted. Oh, I know all of this. I memorized all the scripture. Oh, I heard about that sermon so many times. No, 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 no. You need to take everything about God like brand new to you all the time. You know how I keep my passion for surgery? Every time I cut on somebody's neck and somebody's head, I get excited of a cutting. Pull the knife out. If I don't keep that, you know, the surgery is going to be failure. I keep the passion that every time I cut on somebody's neck, that is the first surgery for me. I get excited. Every time you listen to a sermon, you read the Bible, this is like my first time. Amen. You need to be passionate for the Word of God. The Word of God will help you to make right choices. I mentioned last Sunday that all of your decisions should not be based on other people's opinions, what other churches are doing, what even the pastor is doing, what even somebody that you honor so much and respect so much is doing. I want to encourage you. Your decision must be based on the Word of God. If Pastor Lau do something that is not in the Bible, you don't need to follow me. I mean, thank God that we need to have Christian model, good Christian godly model. But as he will be model as long as he follows Jesus Christ and follow the Word of God. Amen. If that person is not following Christ and following the Word of God, you are not following that person. Because the Word of God must be the standard of everything we do. Every decision we made is based on the Word of God. I want to encourage all of you to be people of the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Thank God that God gives you the pastor, the grace, to give you free CD now. You can pick up CD for free. You don't have to even pay money. Why don't you take advantage? Listen to all this CD all the time. In the car, you just listen to the Word of God. Don't take it for granted. Oh, I listened to him for many years. I don't want to hear him again. Listen again. Listen, you know what? The more you listen, the more you're going to grow. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Don't waste your time in the car, especially during the rush hour. Listen to the sermon. Take in so that you know the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God promises that he wants to help us to make right choices so that we will be people of excellence. I want to read this scripture one more time. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 to 9. Thank God that he helps us. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of good sense to the godly. He is their shield and protecting those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of justice and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair. And you will know how to find the right course of action every single time. God wanted you to live a life of excellence. What does he do? He gives you the word to read. And he gives you the Holy Spirit to speak to you so that you know what is right, what is wrong. He wants to make sure that you make the right choice every single day and every single time in your life. I'm not talking about only the decision for ministry. The decision for your work, for your business, for your family, for your parenting, for your schooling. Everything, that all the decisions you make must be right. According to God's eyes. And God give us the Holy Spirit to speak to us. God speak to us through the Holy Spirit. God speak to us in many ways by the Holy Spirit. One way is by prophetic words. A while ago, when God spoke prophetic word to Sister Wang Chi, I know right away that it's from God. It's definitely from God because I never mentioned to her even one time that I really struggle with my preaching in English. But God knows my heart. God wants to comfort me that it's okay. It's not about your ability or eloquence. But it's about the anointing. So God really encouraged me. He speaks to me through prophetic words. Sometimes God speaks to you through somebody else. Maybe we were sitting, and then somebody were talking, and you were listening, and you, while you're listening to people talking, you put your antenna up and listen to the Holy Spirit at the same time, and suddenly the Holy Spirit speaks to you. What are they talking right now? I'm talking to you. Good leaders are listeners. You sit and listen. And sometimes God even speaks to me. In fact, just happened on Friday night. I tell you the story. I was sick for a couple of days on Wednesday and Thursday. I had stomach flu. Oh, I was in a bad mood. I did not have any guts to come to prayer meeting. I was tired. I was very down because of my physical illness. I tried to build myself up. So in the car, while we were driving to church, Pastor Da began to speak to me. And I know right away God was warning me. She was speaking to me many things, and I was sitting there quietly. Oh God, you used my wife to speak to me again. I repented at the spot. God can use your wife to speak to you. Men? Amen? Wow, very, very good amen. Let me repeat one more time. Men, God can use your wife to speak to you. Amen. In fact, God used that to speak to me many times to warn me something that I don't see. God can use even your kids to speak to you. Many times God uses joy or Tanida to speak to me something. I was sitting and then suddenly they were talking and then, wow, I don't see that. And I begin to repent and I begin to make the right choice. You see what I mean? God uses people around you. That's why it's so important to humble yourself and realize that you don't know everything and you listen to other people. Because God will not only speak to you through prophetic word or dreams and vision. God uses people around you. It's so important to be around godly people so that you can hear what God speaks to you. And be humble, listening. I tell my patients all the time that each and every one of you is my teacher. God even used my patient to speak to me. I give you example. To make right choices so that you will be a doctor of excellence. 2 weeks ago, a patient walked into my office. She is a young lady, 40 years old, coming with a right leg pain. X-ray, everything negative. MRI, myelogram, everything negative. And I was sitting there, what am I going to do? She definitely suffered. And she's too young to suffer like this another 40 years until she is 80 or die. God spoke to me, cut on her. Just do it. So I say, you trust me? I'm going to cut on you. I don't see anything in the MRI. She said, yes, go for it. And I say, I'm going to cut on this part, L4-5, lumbar 4 and 5. She walked out of my office. God spoke to me again. No, cut L5-S1 too. Two areas. And I said, God, I didn't see anything there in the MRI. God said, two level, no question. You obey me. I did. Last Wednesday, I cut on two areas. When I opened up, I found something that did not show up in the films. Not show up at all. So those technology can miss something. When I finished, she came out, no pain. The numbness went away. And then I walk into the room, I say, you are my teacher. I learned something, and God begin to show me. Son, you see, if you want to be a better doctor and doctor of excellence, you need to listen to the Holy Spirit, to the small voice in here. That's one of the reasons I love the file of God. A lot of you may think that, Pastor, I'm tired of hearing the word, the file of God. I know that. I heard this rumor come to me all the time. People complain, I am tired of listening to the fire of God. This pastor talk about the fire of God. But I tell you right now, one day when you go up to heaven, you will thank me so much. When you turn on the videotape of your life or DVD of your life, you look back, ooh, wow, that demon want to jump in me, but because pastor move in the fire, they jump out. And then you look at your DVD, that day the cancer cell going to come and attack my colon. the cancer cell go out because of the fire. And not only that, you will find out from DVD that, oh, you're going to make a business deal, but in the fire that day when God is moving in the fire, you hear the voice of God, don't sign the contract. Don't do that. Because you know what? You can hear the voice of God better in the thick presence of God. The fire, I'm talking about the thick presence of God. That when He show up, you can feel. You can sense His presence. The reason Pastor Lau keep doing that, because I love you so much and I don't want you to have cancer. I don't want you to have sickness. I want you to make the right choice in your life. I want to train you how to listen to the still small voice in here, how to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, how to hear the voice of God, how to be hooked up to the Holy Spirit. I love you so much that I want you to live an excellent life, a life of victory. Amen. Amen. So if I quit those things, I quit the fire of God, then I damage you. I steal the blessing from you. I want to train you how to be sensitive to the voice of God. And one of the best ways to be sensitive to the voice of God is to read the Bible and get into the fire of God all the time. Touched by the fire, filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, when we go out on out of Sunday, the anointing sometimes leaks. How many people agree with me? It leaks. You get out, oh, on Sunday, you get lay hand on, filled with the fire of God, and then you get out in the car, you begin to think about, oh, problem, this problem, that, and start to go down the anointing. You come back on Sunday again, you get charged again. So you are filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. Then you can be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit all the time. And then you can make the right choice all the time. God gonna lead you and guide you throughout your life. Make right choices. Save you millions of dollars. Save you headaches. Save you a lot of things that you should not get into. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I know some of you may not appreciate right now. But one day when you go up to heaven, you're going to appreciate what I'm talking about here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Where are you right now? What are you doing right now? Depends on what decision you make last month and last year. The same thing, where you're going to be next year? Where you're going to be tomorrow? What you're going to be? Depends on the right choices you make today. Every single day, you wake up with the right choice, making the right choice, then you will live a life of excellence that give honor to the Lord. My dear brother and sister, one of the big mistakes that a lot of people do in Christian walk is this, that they blame others and give excuses for what happened in their life. I want to tell you that you should not blame other people what happened to you. You should not make excuses. Because no one, even God, forces you to do anything. God never forced you to get married to somebody. God never forces you to go to any church. It's you, all your own choice. You cannot blame anybody. You cannot make excuses. And not only that, one day, how many people believe that one day we're going to stand before the throne of God? We're going to have to give an account of our life to God on that last day. We're going to see God eyes to eyes. Do you know that? One day you're going to see Jesus eye to eye, and you're going to have to tell Him what you do, how you spend your money, how you spend your time, why you say that day, why you have that attitude that day. You're going to see Jesus eye to eye. And when you stand before God that day, you cannot say like this, oh, Jesus, let me call my family members. We're going to have a group discussion. You know, that day I don't go to church because my family member tell me so. And Jesus said, no, this is not a group discussion. You and me, we're going to talk about your decision, your choices. Or you cannot stand there and say, Jesus, let me get my close friend, business friend. The reason we cheat that company, because it's his idea. I just go along with him. Jesus said, no, your choice. Even though your business partners say that we're going to cheat, but you make that choice too. I want to tell you that on that day when you stand before God, there is no group session discussion. Only you and God. It doesn't matter what other make choices. You need to make right choices. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you to have eternal mentality. Don't just look at the things on the earth right now, day by day. But remember this, one day in eternity, you're going to face Jesus eyes to eyes, and you're going to give your account to him. And what you're going to say that day, whatever you do. I know that some of you may be facing major decision right now. Should I do that? Should I cheat? Should I steal that money? Should I corrupt and not pay tax this year? Should I do this and that? Should I just don't pay that bill and pay that debt? Should I stay strong and do the right thing? I want to encourage you today, make the right choice to do the right thing, even though it's difficult, even though it's not the easiest thing for you to do in the world. Make the right choice, even though you may even have to pay the price. Do you know that when I make a choice to choose the file of God, I have lost so many friends. I remember the day that we came out from a denomination or organization. It's interesting that we planted many churches and all these pastors that I raised up. And there is a choice that people make. And the organization asked, okay, write on a piece of paper what you choose. You're going to choose organization or Holy Spirit. And a few people wrote down organization. And a few people wrote down Holy Spirit. And I'm proud of those who say, I choose the Holy Spirit. It's a choice. I make a choice to choose the Holy Spirit, not organization, for your own sake. Even though how much I have to suffer, even though people may misunderstand me, but I need to make the right choice for myself and for you as the leader of the church. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And one day, God going to reward you. God, you're going to take you to a higher road because you make the right choice. God already did that to me. God took me the higher road now in the kingdom of God. James chapter 4, verse 14. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Do you know that life on earth is so short? It's like a mist and disappear very fast. Do you know that one day in heaven is equal to 1,000 years on earth? So I calculate about this. If you live in this life for 80 years, it's equal to about 1.5 hours or 1 hour and 3/4 hours in heaven. Let me ask you this question. If I challenge you right now, to go out and live a pure, holy life for 1.5 hours. Will you say yes to God? To me? Can you do that? 1.5 hours, don't think bad, just stay holy, don't gossip, don't do anything bad for 1.5 hours. Will you do that? Maybe except some of you say, I cannot. But I think many of you say, yes, I can do that. The same thing. Your life on earth compared to heaven is short. Can you do that for God? Live a life of excellence for God for 1.5 hours of heaven. Amen? If you can think this way, you can definitely do for God. I want to conclude this sermon that I want to encourage all of you to choose, in conclusion, to choose to live a holy and pure life, a godly, consecrated life. Consecrate your heart, your soul, your body to be used by God as a holy, honorable vessel. In fact, it happened to me yesterday. I was eating dinner with a group of people, and my flesh was rising up to criticize somebody. This is a true story. I was going to criticize, and then suddenly the Holy Spirit said, I see the Holy Spirit standing in front of me. And I said, okay, I need to consecrate my mouth and my heart. I push it down and I just sit there and smile and I don't say anything. I'm not going to criticize anybody. This is a decision we make every day. We make a decision to consecrate our life, not to use our mouth to say filthy things. Gossip about people. Talk bad about people. Consecrate our hand to use the money in the right way. Amen. We need to pay our bills. Pay our debt. You know, some Christians are very good in churchy things. They come to church on Sunday, they know exactly when to clap hands. They know exactly when to say amen. They know exactly when to jump up and down and then make a somersault and cartwheels. They know that when should they shake a little bit to make the pastor happy or something, or cry. They know everything about church. And nothing wrong, nothing wrong to come to church and do all those things. We are not against those things. But it's not enough to do those things on Sunday. Because the real test come on Monday to Saturday. Amen. It's not about Sunday morning raising your hand like this. It's about Monday to Saturday, how you talk to your wife. It's about Sunday to Saturday, do you pay your bill and your debt? Do you have what kind of language come out from your mouth? Do your life represent the glory of God and His love and righteousness? What kind of attitude do you have during Monday to Saturday? I want to challenge you not to be a Sunday Christian, but you are a Christian, a disciple of Jesus Christ, Monday through Sunday. You reveal your Christian life every single day. Living a life of excellence. Go extra mile to please the Lord. Do anything in your life to make God happy. Amen. Make the right choices every single day. Some Christians look like God on Sunday, but they look like the devil on Monday to Saturday. That's why I can see now why when I first came to America, I was shocked. Because I came from Buddhism, so when I became a Christian, I was so gung-ho. I want to be Christian 120%. But when I came to America, I was walking in Harborview Hospital. I saw a lot of Christian curse and they claim it. They have a cross and I go to church and they start to curse and gossip. And now I understand why all these non-Christian doctors in Harborview Hospital hate Christian, hate TV evangelists and all this stuff. Because we don't live Christian life every single day. I want to challenge you to live a life of excellence every single day. I know the devil will try to attack you to live a substandard life. That's why, as a pastor, I want to challenge you that you need to be grounded in the Word of God. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know that authority that you have against the enemy. You need to get into the fellowship and have accountability. You need to be involved in a small group, so that if you sin, somebody can correct you and warn you and correct you. Amen? Without these ingredients, you cannot live a life of excellence. God put the church into the world to help you to live a life of excellence. Don't be lazy. Be diligent in studying the Word of God. Amen? Don't take the things of God for granted. Do everything the best for God. Amen. Don't say hallelujah on Sunday, but then on Monday you steal the pen from your company. Don't say amen on Sunday, but go to work late on Tuesday. Go to work on time. Be a good businessman. Honest businessman. Have a life of integrity. Let the people see the light of God in your life that shine through you. I believe that in this last day, God is looking for people with this kind of lifestyle. I believe that God is building the new army of God in the end time that is full of this kind of people that are willing to live their life sold out for God, living a holy life for God. And I believe that God is doing that with His help, that I believe that from this year on, He's going to pour out His Spirit on the church even more than before. He's going to pour out His power and anointing upon the church, and we're going to see that we all can walk in the power of God. He's going to pour out His favor and blessing on this kind of people. People that live their life excellently for the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to challenge you. John Wesley say like this. Give me 100 men that fear nothing but sin and desire nothing but God, and I will change this world. We don't need 10,000 people. We need only 100 people that sold out for God, living a life of excellence for God. And we're going to win the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Stand out in the crowd. Stay away from filthy things. Stand up strong for the Lord. Seek the word of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Purify yourself. Cleanse yourself from the filthy things of this world. Live a holy life. Consecrate your life for the Lord. Make a decision to be a vessel honor every single day of your life. Watch your word. Watch your action. Watch your motive and attitudes. Repent very fast. Love the Lord and fear God. And I believe, Lord, the Lord can use you, and you will be the vessel of honor. Amen? Amen. How many people want to do that? I start this year, year 2007, with this challenge. I believe that Jesus Christ is not coming back to a harlot. You know harlot mean? Prostitute. The prostitute means the church that one foot in the world, another foot in the kingdom. He is coming back to the faithful, single-hearted bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to love Jesus with all our heart. We will help each other to live a holy life, an excellent life. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your message here to warn the church to live a holy life. Father, we want to live a life of excellence before your eyes on earth here. We know, Lord, that if we do that, we will become a vessel of honor. Oh, Father, use this church to be the vessels of honor, Lord. Lord, help us to stand strong in the midst of this corrupted society. Help us to stand out in the crowd and stay away from the world system, but get closer to God's system. Anoint and empower your people, Father. Your people will honor you from Monday to Sunday, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Hallelujah. Before I close the sermon, I always want to encourage those who don't know Jesus Christ. It may be you in this room. It may be people who watch this sermon in the internet. I want to encourage you to come to know Jesus Christ. I'm not asking you to change a religion or to have a religion, but I'm asking you to find peace and joy and righteousness through Christ Jesus. In order to do that, you need to be born again. You need to repent of your sin and give your life to Jesus Christ. I don't know how many people in this room have given your life to Jesus yet, but I want to encourage you to pray with me just a short, simple prayer from your heart, and God will accept you into His family, His kingdom. Why don't you pray with me if you want to become a child of God? Can we bow our heads and close our eyes? If you've already been a Christian, you don't need to pray with me. If you already give your life to Jesus, you don't need to pray with me. I'm talking about those who never give their life to Jesus. Pray with me right now. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I need your forgiveness, Lord.
I need your forgiveness.
I repent of my sin today.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you. I confess with my mouth.
Confess with my mouth.
And believe in my heart.
Believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is my Lord.
Is my Lord.
And my Savior.
My Savior.
He died on the cross.
Died on the cross.
To pay for my sin.
To pay for my sin.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my life right now.
Come into my life right now.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Can I ask you one thing? One more thing that I would like to ask you. When I begin to pray for people to be touched by the fire of God, if you really have business to do, need to go because you have appointment or something, please quietly leave. But don't stand up and chit-chat in the meeting room. Don't use this room to be a place of social during the ministering time. But the best is to stay in around and pray and be in the presence of God. Because you may not know, during that 15 minutes, God may need to minister to you and set you free. God may want to speak to you something. And if you hurry to leave the room, you may miss things. You know, I believe that on the day of Pentecost, when they all went up to the upper room to pray, I believe that there might be 500 people up there. But you notice only 120 people get touched by the fire of God. Why? Because a lot of people left before God is moving. So I want to encourage this church from today on that let's honor the Holy Spirit. Give Him 15 more minutes, half an hour, whatever. You know, you have all week already. You have 166 hours a week for yourself. Give God 2 hours here. It's not a big deal. Is that right? Sunday is the day of God anyway. I'm here all day long. Why hurry to get out and run? And why God is moving? In fact, I give you example. I went to the meeting in Tampa, Florida. The pastor didn't even lay hand that much. He lay hand only a few people. I didn't leave. I just sit there. I said, God, I'm hungry. Everyone stand up and want to leave. Suddenly the Holy Spirit hit me. I began to get drunk in the Holy Spirit. I was so full of the Holy Ghost that day. God spoke to me. Everyone leave already. I was still on the floor until 2 p.m. You know, God can move at certain time. You cannot predict Him. He can move while everyone is leaving. He can. If you're hungry enough, God can move. I was sitting there hungry. God, I'm not flying to Tampa, Florida just to be here, just to listen to nice sermon. I need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Spirit. You need to be hungry. Is that right? And I believe that every time God touches His people, your life will never be the same. Can I have a microphone? I would like to ask Ashley to encourage people how good to be in the fire of God. How God changed your life so much in the past 1 year in this church.
I grew up in Hawaii and started going to church when I was 7. Didn't really feel anything. Went to Sunday school, you know, memorized the little Bible verses. I was a good girl all the way through high school, got good grades. But when I came to college, I knew that something had to change and that I needed to find a church that was different from the one I had at home. A church that was full of the Holy Spirit, and I needed to take a step further in my faith and to not be lukewarm anymore, to jump in to what God had for me. And it took me two whole quarters of searching for churches. I went to about four or five church hopping, and I found churches with huge college student, like just almost everyone was a college student. It was fun. Had carpools, and we'd have dinner and, you know, watch movies together. But while going to those churches, I realized I didn't grow at all in those 6 months. And I came to a point where I didn't feel any different from when I first came, and I knew that had to change. And so I went back to one of the churches that I had gone to only once and was uncomfortable at. And I decided that I was going to stay there. And that's this church, because it has it has something that is missing in a lot of other churches that I've been to in Seattle and in Hawaii, and that's the presence of God. And this church, it lets the Holy Spirit do its thing, and that is so important. And through that, you know, having been prayed over by Pastor Lau, by going to care group with Jonathan and Joanne, by having Brandy and all these women of God in my life, I have seen myself change. And I can look back at the person who graduated from high school and even came to Seattle U and say that I'm not the same. And it's because of the thick presence of the Holy Spirit and what has changed in my heart and the way I think and the way I see my role as a student, that I am a disciple of Christ and a daughter of Christ, and that I have something higher than just studying.
Amen.
Because that is what I did for the first 6 months, just study, study, study.
Amen.
And that fellowshipping and growing and being in the presence of God, reading His Word, is more important than studying my biology and, you know, reading my philosophy. When I put that first, I see the rewards. And that what I thought was impossible when I first came, I thought I would never see another A in my life. I was ready to just let go and say, you know, God, you know, high school is good, but I understand that everything can't be perfect all the time. And God has shown me that nothing's impossible with Him. And
Amen.
When I put Him first, growing with Him before being the smartest or the most intellectual, putting Him first, He has blessed me in my academics more than I could ever imagine. And I have gotten 12 straight A's in college. Like, and I know that kind of thing is not ordinary, and it can't be explained. People will come up to me and ask me, actually, how do you, like, I see the way you study, I see the grades you get, and I see the kind of person you are. Like, what are your tips? What do you do? And through that, I'm able to share. You know, you can't explain it any other way besides God.
Amen.
And sometimes they're Christians, sometimes they're not, but I just share with them. And
Amen.
Through that, a few of my friends have, you know, come to know God.
Amen.
Have come. Some have joined our care group.
Amen.
I meet with one of them on Fridays, and I would never have done this in high school. I didn't talk about God. I was Christian, but my friends never heard me talk about God.
Mm.
And now God has given me a boldness. He's given me wisdom, the strength to do what needs to be done in school,
Amen.
And mostly what He wants me to do, and the courage to do that.
Amen.
And all the
praise
and glory goes to God, because I could never do that for myself.
Mm. Amen. Thank you. The touch of God will affect every aspect of your life. It's not just only ministry, your family life, your stomach, your bowel. I'm serious. You may think I'm crazy. No. I'm serious. Affect how you eat, everything. Your study. That's why it's hard for me to give up the file of God because I know our relationship is changed. We love each other more and more. It's just the unity in the home, the kids. You know, we bring the presence of God back to home, the file of God. Sickness go very fast. You know, everything just, our kids just fear God, love God. It's just, it's all about God is doing. We just have to humble and yielding and just get hungry for God. It's not our effort. It's God's thing. God is doing the work. Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.